Okay. Pasuk says, "Lekachtem lachem b'yom rishon, kriyetz hador, kapos tmorim, anaf etzavos ve'arvinach." So the halacha in Pasuk says that you take a lulav on the first day. V'smachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. And Pasuk says, "Smachtem." Chazal understood from this that there is a mitzvah of one day in Kol Eretz Yisrael, and there is a mitzvah of 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash on Yer Lifnei Hashem. Now this Lifnei Hashem is that in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's in Yerushalayim. It's Yerushalayim with Kedushas Yerushalayim. The whole Inyan, which is very nogea, bezman hazeh. We'll get to that at the end. The Mishnah says like this: Lulav Arava Shiva, because you don't take it on Shabbos. And then the Gemara says that Mishnah Chara Beis Hamikdash, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that you take lulav bigvul in 7 days. That means until the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, if you were in the Beis Hamikdash, you took lulav 7 days. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, you took lulav 1 day. After the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that everywhere we take it 7 days. Now, at the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there was a very simple thing. They were Makadosh al Piriya. So when you were in a place where you kept 1 day, so you took the lulav 7 days. You took the lulav 7 days. When you were in a place that there was a Sveik of the Yom, so the first 2 days you kept as a suffix. So all the dinim of the first day, you kept the second day. There's a shaila we'll see, and it's pretty clear, that where there was a suffix, they took the lulav also on Shmini Atzeres. The Rambam says it virtually explicitly. He says, had a Sveik of the Yom. Sveik of the Yom, you do both the rices and drabonin. That's why in Chutzor, it's at the Seder. You have moru is drabon, and you take it the second day. But so the pashas is, as we'll see, they took the lulav 8 days. Then at a subsequent period of time, that's in the time when the end of Abai Varava, when they introduced the fixed calendar, Anabakiya Bakidi. So then everything changed because there's no suffix anymore. So the Gemara in Beitza says, they ask the question, what do you do? Now that everyone knows exactly when Rosh Chodesh, Sholchu Mitam, so the B'nai Chutzor had sent the message to the Sanhedrin. That was a takana of Hillel HaAchron, the fixed calendar that we have, and that kept our kind of hill out from the fixed calendar we had. So he said, keep doing 2 days. Okay, that we know is the halacha. We keep 2 days shunt. Now, let's just back up for a second. There's another halacha, the Gemara Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis in Shabbos. In Sukkah, says like this: Kapotzi v'ktoni lo shna yontav rishon lo shna yontav sheni. Bishlima yavesh hadu be'inen v'lekar. Agozu yontav rishon ksiv lochem yontav sheni amaylo. So the Gemara begins by telling us that there's a difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. That certainly the Din Lochem, is not applicable on the mitzvah of Smachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivat Yom. They're two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Lokach Lochem Bayom Arishon, that on the first day you have one mitzvah. And in Beit HaMikdash there is a mitzvah of for the next 6 days. Now, in that mitzvah of Smachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivat Yom, the Chol HaPachos, there's no din lochem. The lulav doesn't have to belong to you. Later on in the Gemara also says that there's a halacha that let's say an eser can't be a chaser, can't be missing any part. Chaser is mutter on the other days. Now there's a major machlokas rishonim to that. What is mutter on Yom Tov Sheni and what's not mutter? What we call on Chol HaMoed. Some say the Rambam is in the opinion all psulim are there. There are no such things as psulim. You only have to have the min. You have to have an esrog, you have to have a lulav, you can't have a potato, you have to have hadas when you have arav. But other things you don't have. Some rishonim say no. It's anything that has to do with hodor you need all the time. Because that's part of the definition of what the dalad minim are. But that's not, but there are psulim, certainly lochem, and certainly chaser, that are not after Chol HaMoed. That's clear. Now, there's another issue. The other issue is, and this is a major issue that faces everyone in Chutz Laretz. Facing everyone in Chutz Laretz is, what about Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis? Is Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis like the first day, and therefore you need lochem, can't use chaser, or Yom Tov Sheni, shel goyis is like Chol HaMoed. The major issue we shown him confronted. I'll give you a simple example. Someone had a shaila last year. Last year Sukkot, he was in quarantine. He had his lulav and esrog. And he had a son who was a cotton, had his lulav and esrog. Now, of course, he gave his son in cotton his lulav and esrog. After he took out the first day, something happened to his esrog, fell on the floor, and became possible. So what's he going to do the second day? On the second day, he can use his son. But wait a second. He already gave his son a present. So a cotton can receive a present, can't give a present, the Gemara said. So his son will say, you can use it, but it's not lachem. So, and he's stuck there in the sukkah, and he's in quarantine. Can he make a bracha on his son's lulav and esrog? Or not make a bracha on his son's lulav and esrog? Chol HaMoed, there'd be no shaila, because there's no din lachem in Chol HaMoed. Takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai does not apply on Chol HaMoed. Does not apply, there's no din of lachem in Takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why not? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, do exactly what you did in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they took the lulav without requirement of lachem the rest of the time. So therefore, in Takanos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if taking the lulav 6 days, also there was no problem. This is a very standard classic problem of what to do, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyis. How do you treat it? The Rambam says like this. And there are two ways of reading this Rambam. Perches halachates hilchos lulav. Kol einu shamanu shem psulim ibnei mumin shebiyano. He says, Om ibnei gezel ugneva b'yom tefrishin bilvad. Only on yom tefrishin. Al yom tefsheni im sha'ar hayomim hakol kosher. Now that is a very, very tricky way of reading it. One way of reading is yom tefsheni together with Chol HaMoed, everything is kosher. That means the Rambam is paskening that for whatever reason, even though generally the second day Yontif, we do everything that you did the first day Yontif, Here, when it comes to the psul of the yesug night, we'll see what this depends on. There's another way of learning. My grandfather's a Chacham Livracha. I had a second way of reading. It says, Yontif Sheni, I come from two angles. Yontif Sheni, I come from an angle that maybe it's Yontif Rishon. It's Yontif Rishon, all our laws of Yontif Rishon apply. But maybe it's Chol HaMoed. So if I have, and if I come from both angles, when I view Yontif Sheni as part of the Sha'ar HaYomim, then I have to take it. But if I view it as a suffix of Yom Tov Rishon, then I don't have to take it. This is the, it's another way of reading. For instance, what will that mean? The case I gave you. The person is in quarantine. So if he's going to be Yotze, the din suffix deraisa that he can't. It's not Lochem. But if he's going to be Yotze Takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, then Takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would tell him, okay, you don't need Lochem. And since there are two separate reasons to take the lulav of the second day, maybe it's the first day, maybe it's the second day. So therefore, he should take it and maybe even make a bracha on it. Because as far as Takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is one way. Or you can read the Rambam differently. You read the Rambam, no, that Yom Tov Sheni is like Shaar HaYomim. For some reason, there is no Sveika D'Yoma when it comes to Lulav. When every other mitzvah there is a Sveika D'Yoma, comes along Lulav, there's no Sveika D'Yoma. What would lead me to say that there's no Sveika D'Yoma on Lulav? Very, very simple. In the times of the when they were Kaddish al pi Re'iya, we'll see that they took a lulav on the eighth day. Now you don't take a lulav on the eighth day. So when there was a real suffix, so then they took a lulav the eighth day. Because it's suffix seven, suffix eight. Now there is no suffix. We treat it in some degree as a suffix. There's no real suffix. Since we treated it, so since there's no real suffix, so we don't take it on the eighth day. But so what would that indicate? For some reason, when it comes to lulav, sveika d'yoma is not so simple. I put in the Maariv Makomos a very, very well-known shailin halach that everyone of Chutz Lars has to deal with the second night of Sukkot. First night of Sukkot, we have the following situation. You make Kiddush, then you make Leishiv Basukah, and afterwards you make Shechiyona. Shechiyona goes back on two things. Goes back on the Sukkah and goes back on the Kiddush. Okay. Comes to the second night, so there's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, Notzei Kelim, Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Torah brings it. Exactly, what do you do? Why? Because some say that you do the same thing as the first night. Kiddush, and then Leishiv Basukah, then Shechiyona, because it goes back on both. Just like, what do we do matzah the second night at the Seder? We say Hamotzi Lecha Aretz. Achilas matzah, Shechiyona, going on the matzah. There's no difference. One group of people say. Another group of people say, no, Sukkah is different. Why is Sukkah different? That is, the halacha is, if I make a Shechiyona when I make my Sukkah, I don't have to make a Shechiyona when I sent my Sukkah. The Shechiyona goes not in the midst of Sukkah, but in the chefts of the Sukkah, on the Sukkah itself. And therefore, on the first night, even if I wasn't Yotze the mitzvah, so then, at least it went on my sukkah. Okay. There's a big machlokas about that and different menhagim how to do it. Not simple. When it comes to lulav, no one has a suffix. No one ever makes a shechiyonu on the second day lulav. Why not? Could be. So all Achronim are wondering about it. It could be very simple. There's no sfeik. Maybe there's no sfeik in the Yom. For some reason, when we get to Lulav, and we'll see, there may be good reason not to have a sfeik in the Yom when we get to Lulav. So whether there is a sfeik in the Yom on Lulav or not becomes a major problem with a lot of nafkaminis lahalacha. The one who tackled this straight on, this is a very standard chance we'll see with many, many different halacha lamaisa ramifications. Now, there's a Ritva. The Ritva brings a machlokas between himself and his Rebbe the Ra'ah, on the one hand, and his other Rebbe, Rabbeinu Shlomo, which probably is the Rashba, maybe Rabbi Shlomo Menahar. It could be, it's most probably the Rashba. Just like this. And here we get to the reason I wanted to discuss this, because not only Nogel Lulav, but since everyone in Chutz Loretz, which is a good number of the people who seem to be on this thing, keep second day Yontif. So the question is, there's a major, major machlokas we've shown him with countless differences, la'alocha, how I view Yontif Sheni Chogoyis. Now, if you take a look at the Ritva at the beginning of Lulav HaKosel, the Ritva at the beginning of Lulav HaKosel says like this. All those psulim, he brought before all the different shitas, what's possible the first day, what's all right, cholamoek. Okay. Das gadole rabosenu. And here he has the Cook version. And in the footnotes here in Cook, he has all the people who line up in this direction. Even though really there's no suffering. Because what do? We make a second day. Now here, okay. So here you have to be very, very careful. The Ritva tells you something that all Rishonim agree. What happened? They had a fixed calendar. Hillel HaAchron announced from now on, there's no Makadish al Piriya. There's a fixed calendar. Okay. So they sent a letter, and that was done by the Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael at the time. That was when the Sanhedrin was winding down, they realized the Sanhedrin was not going to last very long. So they had to set up a fixed calendar. Okay, so they sent from Bavel to the Sanhedrin. So do we keep one day? We keep 2 days. So they say, until now, you've been keeping 2 days, and we're making it, the Sanhedrin made it takona. See, it's exactly what he said. But takona's chachomim. The reason the Sanhedrin made it takona was, see, it's not just a minute. Some people think, oh, it's a minute. So it's not important for the minhagim. I'm important, but it's not just a minute. What does the Ritva say? There's a takonas chacham. We're telling you, we're making a takon. You have to keep doing what you used to do. Shul minig ava say. Shul you also mitzav kachol chomer yom rish. Anu ki ilu ein onim yodim bekviya diyarach b'chol en yonav. He says like this. And he says it very explicitly on the Mem Gimel. And he's there are two ways of understanding what Yontif Sheni Shagolius is all about. He says, That means act, do everything, make believe there is a suffix. Treat it as if there's so, even though you know definitely not. The takana is until now there's a suffix. Whatever you did, because of a suffix, keep doing. It's one straight takana, straight on. And I'm going to prove it, he says. How does he prove it? What happened in Eretz Yisrael before when they were Makadesh Al Pi Riyah? That's the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel. When they were Makadesh Al Pi Riyah in Eretz Yisrael, so then they took the lulav in Eretz in. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah I said at the beginning of the fourth parak. Mishnah says, Lulav Arava Shisha, only 6 days, but not in Shabbos. And then the Gemara goes on later on in Mem Gimel and says like this. Lulav, Lulav Dochas Shabbos. It is Dochas Shabbos. So in Beis Hamikdash, you're certainly Docha Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, when they Makadesh Al Pi HaRi'iyah, it's not Docha Shabbos. Nowadays, once we have a fixed calendar, it's never Docha Shabbos. Okay. So, why not? So if you take a look the way the Rambam quotes this, he's very, very, very clear when he quotes. Zion Hilchas Lulav. He quotes. Mitzvah Perek Zion Alocha Yud Gimel. Mitzvah Lulav Linata B'Yom Rishon Shel Chag Bilvad. B'chol Makom V'chol Zman. The mitzvah is to take it first day, every place under Apilu B'Shabbat. Shenam Okachtan B'Yom Rishon. U'B'Mikdash Levado. And the mikdash itself, not also, b'chol yom v'yom yishiva shimei achag. They took it in the Beis Hamikdash 7 days, including Shabbos. Shinam rasmach l'shem l'chem yishiva shabbat. Chol yom ha-shabbos liyos b'toch shimei achag. He says, but if it's in the middle, not on the first day, and in alter b'shabbos. No. V'lom lo gozu gzeresu b'yom tefrishin. Why did they not make it on the first day? Yishum mitzvah min ha-torah, afilu b'gvulim. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and says like this, that we take lulav 7 days. So that means after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, they took the lulav 7 days, including Shabbos. Okay, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, lulav nitl b'yom rishon shelo chol yos b'shabbos. Chen shabbos mekomo sheyodu b'vaday shiyom zehu yom chag. Avo mekomo tzarchokim shelo hayodim, hayu nodu lulav misofek. What does the Rambam say? When the first day of Sukkot came out on Shabbos, wherever they knew it was definitely yontif, they took the lulav on the first day on Shabbos. Wherever it was a suffix, they didn't take it on Shabbos. Meshachar of Beis HaMikdash. So what do we do nowadays? Otsu chachom litos a lulav b'Shabbos. Bilu b'nei Eretz Yisrael shekitshu es ha-chodesh. Why? M'nei b'nei ha-gvulim ha-chokim she'enim dog. Because since in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't take the lulav on Shabbos, and there's no Beis HaMikdash. They made it across the board, no lulav on Shabbos. Okay. Okay. So b'zman hazeh, says the Rambam, halacha yudches, shakol osim al cheshbon nisha hadova kmo shoyu shalonyot b'shabbos klal. Even though we all know, even though there's no suffix anymore, the whole reason was because of the suffix, no suffix. So what does the ritual say? If today we treated it as a vadai, that the yom rishon was vadai yontif, so then we would take the lulav everywhere on Shabbos. Why? Because the only reason they stopped taking the lulav on Shabbos, where they knew it as a vadai, was because of the places that it was a suffix. But if there's no suffix today, so we have to go back to the original of taking the lulav on Shabbos. Apparently, what was the takana? Said, and the Ritva spells it out in Daf Mem Gimel very clearly, that the Hakana was make-believe, act just like you did when there was a Suffolk. And if you act just like when you did it when it was a Suffolk, there's no Lulav and Shabbos. That is how he portrays what the Takana of Yontif Sheni Shogolius was. And he explains it very, very clearly there in Daf Mem Gimel. Is act, we act, what do we do? Everything we do is the same thing that they did when there was a suffix, even though today there's no suffix. Well, more than that, he says, She im ato machshir lasus b'yom sheni, yovel lazalsa b'ktushos. What's going to be the problem? The person is going to come on Yom Sheni. Chazal made countless takanas to treat the second day no differently than the first day, so people shouldn't treat it as a second class citizen. That's what I, my opinion. My Rebbe the Ra agrees. His Rebbe Reb Shlomo the Rajpa said, why? No. Rashi said no. The second day, he says, there is no Sveikid the Yoma on Lulav B'chal. The second day, Yontif and Chutz Loretz. When you're taking the Lulav, it has nothing to do with Sveikid the Yoma. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's only because of the Takanas of Yochanan Zakkai. Why? Why is this different than every other mitzvah? When you have matzah, you eat matzah the second day. You have mori, you eat mori the second day. You do everything the second day. So he explains. He says, the cave in the Yadin and Bekriya the Archi, because we know when the first day really is. We ain't on the book to a strong shank of the Zorbim and the Gabo Segu to these per cabin the baits. Ain't the Lahach Victushos. Hachma Mitzes and all goes book to Yamishon ain't Lono. What does he mean? He says, listen. And this is the very, he says, what did they do? They had to make a takona. Not just a minute. They made a takona. But they didn't make the writ from the Ra'or, so they made one takana, act just like you used to act. Whatever you did when there was a suffix, act now that there is no suffix. And treat it with all the seriousness as you did when there was a suffix. Okay. He says, no. They made 25 different takanas. They made one takana and has Kushas Hayom. They made a second takana davening like you used to daven. They made a third takana sit in Sukkah. They made a fourth takana eat lulav. They made a fifth takana. Every detail was a separate takana. It's not one general takana. A list of 100 different takanas going through each detail of the day that used to be kazayot. Now, he says, wait a second. So they made a takana. It has kedusha sayom. They made a takana because as Kusha Sayom, you have to daven just like it's first day on. Fine. They made another takana, Issa Malocha, just like it's first day on. Fine. Sit in Sukkah in the same way you did first day on. Fine. Now take Lulav. Wait a second. Wait one second. There's already a mitakon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to take lulav on the second day anyway. Because let's get a historical perspective. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. 250 years later, what are they doing? They're making a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. So everything they have to just. But here they bump into Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Bumping into Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So what are they going to do? Take lulav? You already have to take lulav. So what is the net effect of lulav going to be? That, there's a slight difference between what it was on the first day and Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Do you need lochem? You don't need lochem. You need chaser? You don't need chaser. So what's the net effect of this takana going to be about lulav? Treat it as if it's the first day. So what is it? You're not telling us to do anything extra. Say whatever was kosher until now, because the takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is not going to be possible. The whole net effect of what you're doing is to possible that which is already kosher. That they don't make a takana. Here is the key phrase. What's going to be? You don't have an overlap between the mitzvah of lulav. There's no overlap. For instance, in Beis HaMikdash, it was Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. A person was in Beis HaMikdash and didn't have his own lulav, the halacha Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Shivas Yomim could do without lochem. Didn't have to belong to him. That's fine. But once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, he didn't make a takana that it should be identical to mikdash. He made a takana when there is no mitzvah of lokachtam lochem bayom rishon, then you have a mitzvah zechel mikdash of the other days. So what are you going to do on this second day? We're going to make a takana to push us to that they should treat it like the first day. So memela, what are you going to do? You're going to push aside the takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai for that day. And what are you going to tell the person? No, too bad. You can't take your lulav. It's not lochem. Wait a second. So what's the net effect of the whole net effect of such a takana would be to cancel out Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that day and make an extra chumra that was. You tell a person, don't be mekayim takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That they didn't make such a takana. So what is the yesod of the machlokas? It's a very interesting machlokas happening here between them. It is how we view Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. According to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, we view Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Simply, they made a takana. Remember, Minig Avosenu B'Yodeim is not just, it's a minig. They made a takana to continue acting like he used to act. And there used to be a suffix. Act as you did when there was a suffix. Keep doing that. And when there was a suffix, what was possible was possible. So when there was a suffix, that was it. And so therefore, it's a sveik of the rice. You treat it as sveik of the rice. Masha Enkein, according to the Rashba, it's very different. No, there's no longer a suffix, and don't believe there is a suffix. What did they do? They wanted people to continue keeping 2 days. So they made a whole list of the corners because there is no suffix anymore. Don't believe, make believe there's a suffix because there is no suffix. So what's the halacha? The halacha is very simple. They made one takana of the Kedusha Sayom, another takana make Kiddush, at the another takana at the end make Abdullah, another takana daven Musaf, another takana don't do malach, another takana sit in sukkah, another takana take in. So all those takanas from places, one takana that ran into a problem. And that was takana of lulav. Why did that run into a problem? Because that bumped into the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So they had an option. cancel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which first of all would have been problematic. And in not only canceling would have been problematic, what's the net effect? He's taking lulav anyway. Oh, you're going to make certain things that kosher possible? No, for that they didn't make it takar. Okay, halacha l'maisa. Now, when there was a real sveka d'yoma, and the Rambam writes very explicitly, show you where, that they took the lulav even on Shmini Atzeres. Berg Zayin, Aloha Chav Zayin. Elchas lulav. He says, Osu lechol esu kol yom hashvi. I need an esrig on the seventh day. Mipnei shehukta mitzvah hayom, because it's mukta for part of the day, hukta lukul. Ubishmini mutu b'achilu. Bezman hazeh, shenu osim shnei yomim, av pishen no lulul b'shmini, ha esrig osu b'shmini. Kedera shah osu b'shmini bezman shah osim shnei yomim mipnei ha-sofek, shu sofek shmini. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says a very, when there was a real sofek, He says, let's say here in Eretz Yisrael, I want to eat my esrog on Shmini Atzeres, I can't. It was mukta on Shvi, but today I'm not using esrog, so I can eat the esrog. But what about it's on Shmini Atzeres when today you don't take a lulav? He says, Why? Because then they did take the lulav on Shmini Atzeres. So what happens? A very simple thing happened. See what's happening. When there was a real suffix, so they took the lulav on Shmini Atzeres, a real suffix. That means Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana, their sveka d'yoma applied. Nowadays, there's no sveka d'yoma in lulav. But even though it's not, Rambam writes, but what do we do? The takana was do everything they did when there was a base, when there was a suffix. And since the whole idea of muktzah doesn't apply, still they made a takana on Shmini Atzeres, that it's osur. But so what do we have? When there was a real suffix, suffix applied to the first day, suffix applied to Shmini Atzeres. When there's no longer a suffix, there's no sveik of the yoma on the first day, and that's the pashtus of the Rambam, that second day is like Chol HaMoed. There's no sveik of the yoma whatsoever. That's why there's no lulav on Shmini Atzeres. They didn't make a sveka d'yoma about lulav. They made it about every mitzvah in the world, but exception of lulav, because of the problem of the Rashba. Because what is going to be to put a sveka d'yoma? That's going to be create a problem. You bump into Takaras Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Takaras Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is for 6 days, and there's no and therefore, since Takaras Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai applies to the second day, it applies second through seven, and therefore there's no lulav in Shmini. Zeho. That is the simple way, and that is the Shita Sarashma. Halacha L'maisa. It's a major, major. So the Shaila I asked you about this person who was in quarantine last year. And he only had an esrog on the second day that wasn't his, was his child who was a cotton. Should he take it? He should take it. Because according to the Rashba, he has to take it. And according to Parshas Rambam, he has to take it. No question. But should he make a bracha on it? He doesn't make a bracha. Because according to the Ra'oh and the Ritva and to many Rishonim, he doesn't take it. This is And you see how it all comes out of the two different ways we look at the takana of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. Takana of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. Is it one general takana? That's the Ritva. That act as one takana. It's not 25 to 100 different little sub-takanas. It's one takana. And what's that one takana? Act just like, do everything you used to do. Number one. The second takana, the Raja said, no. There is separate takanas for every detail that happened. There is Kushas Hayom, there's Musaf, there's how the Kriya Satoru got. Every detail. And everything is a separate takana. There's only one problem. What to do with Lulav? Because then you bump into takana Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Now, this is what I want. Now, I just wanted to speak a few minutes in general hashkaf about Sukkos. Sukkos is a day, is a chag. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yom. Now, what is the big simcha? What is the big simcha? There are a bunch of different simchas that we have, and they all come down to one simcha. But let's try to analyze. On the one hand, we have Sukkot 7 days. We have Shmini Atzeres, a different simcha. And then Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael, it's all one. In Chotzer Eretz, it's two. So the Gemara says on the Pasuk, when I came back in Bayis Sheni, they had a Sukkot, and there hadn't been such a Simcha Sukkot since the time of Yoshua ben Nun. So the Gemara asks a question. If he bought David HaMelech didn't have such a big Simchas Sukkot. He bought Shlomo the Beis HaMikdash didn't make a big Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What's this big difference? Shebitlu, they were Mevatel, Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. And they made a Simcha for that on Sukkot. Now the question is, were they Mevatel on Sukkot? No, they weren't Mevatel on Sukkot. Some people say Mevatel after Sukkot. Right after Sukkos. So why is Sukkos the time to make a simcha and the fact that the Yom Mavatal the Yetzer of the water? Number two is another question. What does all this have to do with why we make Simchas Torah? We finished reading the Torah. We could have rearranged. Why did they set up the calendar in such a way that we finish the reading of everything on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah? Could have set it up that you finish on Shavuos and make Simchas Torah on Shavuos. I was gonna, if I, in my limited understanding, before I really understood things, would have arranged the calendar. I would have arranged the calendar very simple. Simchas Torah Shavuos. That's when Kabbal the Torah. No, they did it just differently. What's it all have to do? The answer is a tour. The tour says that the three regalim against the three others. What are the three others? Avram is Pesach. Why? The whole story, Avram and the Malachim, happened on Pesach. Number two, Yitzchak, Shavuos. Yaakov is Sukkot. Why is Yaakov Sukkot? Because it says he came to Eretz Yisrael. So big deal. He made corrals for his sheep and goats and cows. So why did he call the name of the place Sukkos? The answer is as follows. Very, very simple. What is Sukkos all about? It's the end of the year. A person looks back everything he did in the year. I had a good year. I look at my bank balances all the way up. I have a beautiful home. I'm secure in my home. I have it all made. So what does the Torah say? You think that way. Go out under the sky. It might rain. It might not rain. It might begin raining and stop raining. You're under the Tzeilah Dehanus. You're putting your hands in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Don't feel confident. You're not running the world at all. And what do? We pick ourselves up from our security. Say me, dearest, and don't go to Diras Arai. Same Diras Kfar, go to Diras Arai. Okay. That's one thing we have. That's what Sukkos is about. What does it have to do with Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is very simple. You have to understand the mentality of Avodah Zarah and why people were so interested in worshiping Avodah Zarah. There are loads of forces of nature. People like to feel they're in control. And we believe we're not in control of anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We don't control anything. Avodah Zarah was means, all the means to take all the natural forces in the world and use some way of controlling them without going via HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a tremendous time. People feel, okay, science, we control the world with science. Okay, we control the world with medicine. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think you control the world with medicine? I'm going to get you a little virus called Corona, COVID. You don't control anything. Sukkos is the time we say no. We recognize that we're totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one part of Sukkos. And that is when they were mavatil, the whole Yetzer HaRa Zarah, that's a whole lengthy thing of what it means. But people said, okay, right now, they came back and by a sheni. And the object has a goal, we're worried. We went into Golos HaRa Zarah, we'll have HaRa Zarah all over again. No. That's gone. That was unbelievable simcha. When people began to realize they are totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Sukkos is about. That's the first part of Sukkos. Yaakov Avinu came back from Lavan. He was a very wealthy man. First comes to Eretz Yisrael. He has to rest up from a long trip. He has his flock. He has his family. He has his children. He has to rest up. Vayaslo Bayis, what's that? Permanent house. He's on the way down to Yaakov, to Yitzchak Avinu. So the Targum Yonason says, no, he built a Beis Medrash. What does it say? He said a very simple thing. I need a Mokum Kavua for my Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. For my flock, I need a Diras Arai. The fact that he was willing to say for my flock, I need a Diras Arai. That was an unbelievable statement. Because what is he doing then? He's coming to a new place. He says, where's my security going to come from? I have to worry about my security. My security is not Kadosh Baruch Hu. My security is in my flock. My security is not Kadosh Baruch Hu. And my flock, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of. I'll take care of. And that's where Chag HaSukkos comes from. That I put, it's not in my bank account, my security. It's not in my home. It's not in everything I have. It's not Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there are two other aspects. Yom Kippur is Vayom Hashem Salach Kippur. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Yom Tovim Ki Yom Kippur. Why? It's then we have Mechilas Avonot. So when is the Simcha? Yom Kippur is a day, the Rambam says, Yimei Pachad. So we push it off. It's Mechilas Avonot. Okay. But it's something else. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. When? With the Lucho Shnios. When? On Yom Kippur. Now, that's a very different, Luchos Shniyos were very different than Luchos Rishonos. Luchos Shniyos is a Beis HaLevi, he has a lot of riots for it. Because Luchos Rishonos, Klal Yisrael, on such a high madrega, they had a Torah Shabbat, they didn't need a Torah Shabbat. They understood the entire Torah Shabbat from within the Torah Shabbat, on that madrega. Then, Egel, madrega collapsed, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give them a Torah Shabbat Peh to understand the Torah Shabbat Ksav. Right. But, so what happens? The Torah in the format that we have it today, when did we get it? Not in Shavuos. We got it on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not, it's a day of very serious day. So we postpone the rejoicing. So when do we postpone the rejoicing? So there's Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. Sukkahs, it's a chag when all the nations of the world someday will recognize the Kodesh Baruch. Sukkos is a day we bring the Shivim Parim for the Shivim Umos. Okay. But Shmini Atzeres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says less. This is a day specially for Klal Yisrael. Goyim are allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Tzav, they're not allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is that unique thing that binds us to HaKadosh Baruch. And that we got on some on Yom Kippur, and that we celebrate on Shmini Atzeres. That's where Simchas Torah comes. Sukkot is the day we put our hands in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We put ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accept you as the Melech. That was, we had a thing. We're in your hands. That's where our security comes from. Not Avodah Zorah. We don't manipulate nature. Not at all. Then, something else. This is the Torah. It's a unique relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When did we establish that? And Yom Kippur, and we rejoice on that unique relationship with the Torah, Shabbat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Simchas Torah is about. And that's why Simchas Torah is this point of the year. And that is, when I say this, that all comes together in the special, unique Simcha of Sukkot. We put ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and we establish our unique connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, Shabbat, this is the Torah we have today, which we got on Yom Kippur. This is what I wanted to add, what we had. Mitzvah Hashem, you shall have a Chag Sameach. Thank you for joining. It's always a pleasure to see all of you. And files. And Mitzvah Hashem, you should have other opportunities to be together. Mitzvah Hashem, but B.S. Gold said, Kena B'Merib Yomei.
Ready?
Ready?
Yes. When Tosos in Brachos, when he talks about the halacha, making a bracha on a minhag, so he ties in Yom Tov Sheni. So is he looking at Yom Tov Sheni differently than what we've been saying as purely
minhag, or
that fits in?
No. Everyone says it is a takana. It's a takana to keep doing what you used to do. But everyone says it's a takana. No one can deny it's a takana. There are too many Gemaras to say explicitly that it's a takana. Takana because keep doing what you used to do.
And so okay. That would include the halacha of the bracha.
Yeah. Okay, very good. We got this.
How was Rebbe's grandfather reading the Rambam about Yom Tov Sheni?
He said that on Yom Tov Sheni, there are two separate, I look at it in two different ways, as a Suffolk Rishon and as a Suffolk Sheni. And therefore, when I look at it as Yom Tov Sheni im Sha'ar HaYom, when I look at it as part of the Sha'ar HaYom, so therefore, there's no stira between the Takana of Yochanan and Zakeh and the Sveik of the Yom. That's not the simple way of reading the Rambam. But that's what he said. You could read the Rambam that way. You don't have to read the Rambam that the second day is completely Takanas Rav Yochanan Zak. Okay. Good Yantav.